Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
No, you saw a camper van.
Put moron number two on the phone.
You were sore.
Jim, you're sore.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
How good do we feel? You see how Chrissy Hemsworth rolls those jokes out himself now.
Does he?
Your thought.
Does he really?
He does. he even tells them against himself. I'll tell you what, a big show coming up right now for you to enjoy.
Bo Ryan,
out of the jungle.
Well, only fourth person ever to say, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
I'm out. Mm. So we're going to chat to him next, find out what's going on there.
Who?
Friday Brag Artist.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, that's where we just end. And I could do that whole segment myself.
Could you?
Such is the form I've been in. Whereas I'm interested to hear what you're going to brag about.
Not a lot.
And then we're going to chat a bit of crowd behaviour at the Aussie Open.
Yep.
And then Roger Rashid is going to join us second half to tell us about lots of things, including Nick Kyrgios. So what about that for a bloody show? Real crap joke, and that'll be the end of us. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jim. Great to be with you. What about the day today? Not a cloud in the sky.
Beautiful. Going to be like that for a week.
A week?
Beautiful.
G'day, Raps.
Dot ball, 2 for 107. What was the run rate for Australia's innings in that first innings? It was up around 4 or 5, wasn't it? It was pretty high, I think.
Who was this?
Lion.
You got him, Iz.
Who was that supposed to be? Not our man, Ethan.
No, that was Chua, and I think that was the last game he did.
Oh, no.
Got to have. He must have better stats.
Well, I thought it might have been
Ethan. Yeah. Well, I can't see him today.
He's there.
He is. Well, he might have just said, "Buggy, I'm off." Wouldn't have blamed him either, to be honest. Now, what's in the wrap, Fat?
Well, I'll give you everything you want right now, Raps.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
All right, yesterday was rubbish, so let's tighten it up and get it better.
Don't want 9 minutes again. Australian Open, Jim. Nick Kyrgios got beaten last night. We'll talk to Roger Rashid about that.
I can't have it.
I like him. I like him, Jim. Ash Barty will play tonight.
She's magnificent.
She is great. Currently we have... we did have Alcatraz up there playing it, but he's in a bit of trouble, Jim. Hopefully he gets out of jail and wins this game.
No.
We'll do
what
a bit of
the hell?
We'll wait till it comes up here. We'll do a bit of cricket. The women's Ashes is on at the minute.
What about the start for the Aussies?
Well, I'll tell you what, the Poms, they were good last night. It was a 2020, Jim. 4 for 169. Yeah. They batted really well. The Aussies come out 1 for 170, Jim.
Yep.
And there's a new superstar in the Australian team. Her name is Talia.
Yep.
McGrath.
She's brilliant. And Meg Lanning. She's obviously a legend.
Well, you know what she did? She lifted herself up the batting order, which was good.
I like it.
But McGrath, 91 not out, Jim.
Yep.
And also took 3 for 26.
Brilliant.
So great win by the Aussie
good
girls
start.
There.
Yes.
A bit of footy. Jordan De Goey has been reinstated at Collingwood.
Yep.
And returns to training today.
Yep.
You know why, Jim? Because he's their best player.
I'm not sure that's why.
Jim, you can tell me everything you want. When your very, very good players are your best players for your team, they just get it. You'll be right. Just we'll do this, but you just try.
Is that even audible?
I think it was the great Yabby Jeans who used to say, you treat everyone fairly but not equally at a footy club.
That's right, Jim. We know that.
Well, we're Piggy Dunstall.
Yes. Don't shoot the fat one.
Don't shoot the fat one.
But that's what happens.
Yes.
And he is a very good player.
No.
Jaron Geary has stepped down as St Kilda captain.
Right.
Didn't know he was.
But
you know the captain is there.
Or Jack Steele's the captain.
Or Jack Steele. You know why, Jim? He can play, he's a leader, and he's good looking.
Yeah, and speaks well, represents the club well.
He does indeed.
All right.
Jack Darling, over there at the West Coast Eagles, has failed to meet the AFL vaccination rules.
Ooh.
I think tomorrow, if he doesn't get vaccinated, Jim, his pay goes down to 20%.
Well, I'd be getting vaccinated.
20% of 800, Jim.
I'd be getting vaccinated.
How much that is?
If I was him.
160,000. You went to the dog, it goes to credit card. And then. But they tell me there were three players over there, Jim, and two of them might have had one jab.
Right.
So Jed Anderson's not fully vaxxed either.
Oh, I saw
at
that.
At North Melbourne.
I saw that. And they are a club that has zero tolerance. You've got to all be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bill, what is going on in the West, by the way? I mean, we're not going to go chapter and verse, but what the hell is, what are they doing over there?
Mark McGowan.
Well, Bill.
He said he'll open the borders.
Indefinitely open. Shut.
He said he'll open the borders when Freo win their first premiership. Oh, it's going to be a while.
Indefinitely shutting the borders.
Yeah.
We can't have that.
So what
it's
happens?
Part of Australia, that joint.
Well, he doesn't think it is.
You
they're
know, we go
own.
Into Perth, by the way, 6 to 7.
Mm. Oh, we do.
They love us over there.
Well,
they're all pissed off with it too, and so they bloody should be.
What happens with the AFL?
No one knows.
Well,
the BBL, the Scorchers have got to play their own finals at Marvel.
The Wildcats
haven't had any test cricket. They've had 2 years without a test match. Yep. It's a farce what's going on, Bill. Fix it up.
So, well, yeah, I'll get over there. Next plane. But you can't organise the AFL fixture, can you?
No, you can't.
So I don't know what happens.
Well, my nephew, Andrew, obviously plays for Freo. I think he's done 8 lots of quarantine.
Mm. 8 lots.
Can you believe that?
Yeah,
that's
8.
A lot.
I mean, it's farcical.
It is.
What is going on? This is a state of Australia. The magnificent people of Western Australia need access to the eastern states, for God's sake.
And you know what else we need? Get over there and do a few cashies.
Oh, a mouse.
Your mouse.
He was shriveled up.
He's turned into a little mouse.
All right. Anything else, please?
Well, Steve Smith's not allowed to play in the BBL finals, the Big Bash Gym. And you know who else hasn't got a contract this year?
Who?
The best all-rounder in Australia has not got a contract.
Cam Green.
Fair dinkum. Hasn't got a BBL.
Well, he's a test creator, Bill. Test creator.
Oh, he still hits them all right and bowls all right.
Yep.
And that is all. I hope you enjoy the show today. 2 hours of gold and 80 songs, Jim, which you...
I said yesterday.
You said yesterday, and you are a genius.
How good have the songs been?
Oh, we'll have a bit.
Flock of 80s, all 80s, all day on Triple M. Coming up next, Bo Ryan. It's the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The Arc de Triomphe.
Ah! And
JB, this guest has a lot in common with our man Bill. He was a star on the field, on the footy show, and he got shipped off from the I'm a Celebrity jungle very, very quickly. It's Bo Ryan.
Our next guest is an NRL superstar who played over 100 games, scoring 53 tries.
Ryan picks it up.
NRL is tough, but life in the so-called jungle was tougher as he exited last night.
My journey here's over. I love you guys, and I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Oh. But on the plus side, at least he wasn't camp mates with Billy.
Can you see me, Guts?
Oh, no, I see the Guts. The Guts are there.
Please welcome Bo Ryan.
So I'm trying to work out which bit he's like Bill.
Yeah.
Because he was a star on the field, so that's different.
Same.
He was a star on the footy show. You were just the fifth wheel.
It was good.
He left own accord the jungle. You got given the arse.
Well, I did the last 14 days or you don't get paid.
Oh.
Yeah. Too smart. Hey, last week you were in the Goldie, right? I thought I saw you, Billy. We got out of a lift in Goldie.
Yeah.
And it wasn't you, but my wife thought she saw you, and she goes, "There's that Billy guy." And I said, "What Billy guy?" And I knew it wasn't you. This bloke was a little bit different. I won't say how. But he was walking away, and she goes, "Yeah, that guy. Which guy?" I said, "What?" She goes, "That Billy Birmingham."
No, Bo. Now, tell the
darling.
Truth. I was up there for the Magic Millions, of course.
Yeah.
And this girl, Clara or Cara or something, come up to me. Good sort.
Yeah, good sort.
And she goes, that started chatting to me. I thought, wow, I'll step back here, boys, grab a number here. And she said she was married to you. She was very keen on the old Wilbur.
Yeah, she's a big fan. She's an AFL girl, so we get on well.
Bo, what happened? Now you're in the jungle, and suddenly you've just said, "Nah, I can't do this anymore. I'm out."
Yeah, no, it's probably a combination. Obviously, no food. I struggle with everyone watching that knows I'm a sook without food. But I got really probably 3 days before I left. I hadn't done a trial for 3 days, and then we did a break in production where they don't film for a day, and I got cagey, and then I started getting real, but I don't know how to explain it. I just started getting really dark, and I had a moment. I was talking to Bucks, and watching it back last night was pretty stressful, man. Like, I've been doing stuff like this for a while, and as you guys know, you watch yourself back, but you sort of know what's going to go to air.
Yeah.
And watching it back, I was really, I was a bit worried, and I was a bit anxious about firstly what I said, yeah, and how it was going to transpire, because I remember it, but I don't. It was very hazy, and I just went to a place, mate, that once I got really dark, and if stuff happens here in my life in Sydney, you know, you've got whipping, you got your family, you got your phone, you got your friends, you got work, you got training. When you strip all that back, mate, you learn a lot about learn a lot about yourself. And I struggled, mate. I really struggled there for about, you know, half a day, that last day. And I just, mate, I made a decision when we were around the campfire and just got up and spur of the moment and just did it, man.
Mm. Oh, well, no, good on you. It is hard to do that, to get up and say. I toughed it out, of course. And
yep.
We're in the jungle, Jim. We're in the Fair Dinkum jungle. We went to Joburg and then flew an hour into the...
Yeah.
Joburg.
Joburg, it would be, yeah.
Well, I like to call it Joburg.
No, Joburg works. Mm.
Yeah. But so you're up there in bloody Broadbeach virtually on the Fair Dinkum, beautiful up there. Did you actually get... And you had food dropped in?
No, it was... Bro, we did it a while. It was cold, man. It was... I mean, we saw the tapes of last year. Being in the quarantine as well is not good for me. I spoke to you last year in quarantine. You guys, I'm not built for quarantine, man. I'm an outside person. I've got to get out and about. But I watched a lot of the trials and stuff. When we got in there, it was really cold straight away, which was a bit of a, not a shock, but it was sort of hard to get used to. So none of our stuff, I don't know how, so you guys just dry, you wash your clothes in the river or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then you sort of hang it up. But we had a lot of rain. It was really cold. Literally nothing was drying. Nothing was airing. Mm-hmm. And I was pretty exposed earlier. And I come in thinking it was going to be like a set. I don't know if you're the same, Billy. I walked in thinking, okay, where's this jungle? And then when they put a hood on my head like the cartel do and drove me for 2 hours in the back of like a golf
thing, they do that.
I said, okay, this is happening. And when I got in there, it was... Our team was, my group of five was the second to enter, so there was already five in there. And I saw Bucks and Poe and people I knew, and I felt comfortable. Yeah. But, mate, it was much harder than I thought. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I thought it'd be tough. I did. But it was, I'd say, 10 times harder than I thought it would be.
I need to stick around. A couple of questions we've got for Bo Ryan.
We have.
One is, how did he go with Bucks?
Yes.
We can be a bit serious.
I don't know if you've seen Joey Essex or whatever his name is.
Yes.
So we'll get to that. But also, I want to know the first thing he ate out of the jungle.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So beautiful. Stick around, Bo. More with Bo Ryan after this.
The Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I said, hey, champ, what's going on here? He said, Spandau Ballet.
Spandau.
So I go...
We are joined by Bo Ryan. Right,
freshly out of the jungle, of course. Now, how did Bucks go? Because we've known him for 100 years. Good friend of both of ours, but a boring bastard.
But he come across very caring in the show so far.
Yes. No, he was... I'll start with the thing with Bucks. I mean, the hard thing for me, going into the jungle, there was reports me and him had this argument over pay, which was very hard to read and listen to when you can't confirm or deny anything. We didn't talk about money. At all. I mean, he's got more money than anyone I know, but we didn't speak about money at all whilst we're on the show or anything like that, even after it. So that was pretty hard to handle early, but I sort of drew to him early because I've seen him before and I know who he is. I've never met him. We had a good chat early, and then I just found myself sort of just attached to him. Everywhere he went, we trained together. He is very wise. Yeah. He is. He's got a lot of one-liners, and he'll give you advice. People say boring. Yeah, it can get boring. But I couldn't get enough of him. And we were obviously intrigued about each other's career and life. And, I mean, he's had one hell of a life, not just career, but his life has been been pretty crazy. And we connected really well.
Very good man, Bucks. Now, you like your food. So when you got out, what was the first thing you went for?
When I walked out, it was like midnight. It was like 12:30. Yep. And I had to go for a long drive back, and I got back to the rooms where the edits and that inside the jungle, and they said, oh, we're going to get some food. And there was a steak sandwich on the table. I don't know how long it had been there, but I ate that. And then I had another one, and then they brought over a bowl of sort of potato gems. It's midnight. There's not much catering around. There's not much food around. But I literally just ate, and whatever was there, I was eating.
What about this? We need to wrap up. But Bo and I, well, we played in I think celebrity cricket games, probably taking it a little too far, but in Wollongong.
Yeah. Oh, Wollongong. Right,
Wollongong. And, mate, Brian Lara and Adam Gilchrist and who were there, and Bo and I were there. Anyway, he's bowling, right?
Who is?
So I'm looking at it going, where's he gone? Anyway, he's buggered off because they had picket fence around at this ground. He's buggered off outside the ground behind the side screen.
Yeah, across the road. Got him clapping.
Across the road.
This is his runner.
He's come screaming over the fence. So he's run the whole way from the side screen to the crease. Clean bowled.
Oh, got a wicket.
Clean bowled. And then kept running all the way past the wicketkeeper over the next fence. And we never saw him.
Would have been stuffed.
Yeah, that was a good day. I kept going. I mean, that would have been 10 years ago, wouldn't it?
Oh, easily. And we never saw you again. You went straight to the bar.
Rang from Wollongong to Sydney.
Do you know what it was? It was that Stephen Peacock from Home and Away, and I still bump into him every now and then. He's a bit weird with me, eh?
Well, you clean bowled him.
Yeah, he's a bit standoffish. He's a bit standoffish.
You've done reality TV. Well done. You've added another string to your bow.
Very good.
Can you believe that? Bo Ryan, you're a star. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thanks for your time as always, boys. Good on you,
guys. Sir Rush Hour, James Brayshaw, and Billy Bramless. Yes, we got it. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Are you fluent in piano?
No, I'm not.
Are you fluent in piano?
Friday Brag Artist, by the way, is what we're doing now.
Yes.
And that's when you we give you a couple of minutes to tell us what, well, maybe not that long, 15 or 20 seconds, to tell us what you've done that's been unbelievable. And I'm Brucey Laird. I've got the GC scoop. I'm
still
here,
got it.
Out to face the West Indies.
Come on, open the batting,
Bill,
Jim.
So we finished the Melbourne test, finished early.
Oh, here we go.
So my kids are with their mum.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa's kids are with their dad. She's at Port Douglas with her mates. She always goes up there that time of year.
You're on your own.
It's on my own, but it's fine because I'm meant to be working. Anyway, test match finishes early, like 3 days it finishes.
Nude
so
up.
I got a couple of days free and then leading up to the game in Sydney. Anyway, caught COVID.
Oh, you didn't?
Just when I had 4 or 5 days on the land. Bill, caught COVID. Positive test comes through.
Yes.
I'm in my joint on my own. Not another person for 7 straight days.
Would have watched a lot of porn.
Bill, 7 straight days of having to look after myself, cook, clean, the whole lot.
Oh, will you not let it?
Did it easily.
Oh. You're unbelievable.
Bang! Bill. Did not miss a beat.
Had 7 days on your own.
7 days
COVID.
Stuck in a house on my own, no problem at all.
Well, I'll give you one over summer, Jim, and I was a very ordinary barbecue cooker.
You are?
Well, over summer.
What?
Anthony William McGill, whatever you want to call me. I can now cook a steak medium. I can cook it well. I can cook it rare. I throw on a few potatoes. They crisp up. I am a very good barbecue cooker.
What, just by doing it?
By doing it. That's exactly
normally
right.
Normally your steak is black and like a boot.
Yeah, exactly. And the kids hate it like
Everyone hates it like that.
Well, the kids have got used to it.
So you're actually not good at it?
No, I am now. If they want rare or medium, I just know exactly when to take it off. I'm very good barbecue cooker. Unbelievable. I am.
Now, true. I tell you what we have got here, Bartholomew.
Yes.
Some of the best prizes you'll ever see on radio. Run them down for me, please.
I'm going to need some help because we've got so many.
Come on.
Like we said, a St. Andrews Beach round of golf for you and
superb.
A mate, which includes a golf cart and a six-pack of the beautiful beer from St. Andrews Beach
beautiful.
Brewery.
Yep.
Also got a $200 Neverland store voucher,
yes,
neverlandstore.com.au, which is your home of Australian streetwear. And if you want to head to the tennis, four round pass tickets.
Yep, Ticketmaster to get your tickets to go to see the Australian Open. 133353, Brag Artist time. What have you done that has been
unbelievable?
Bang! You're so unbelievable. So we'll take your calls next. 133353. We'll get Rosie involved as well.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, Jim, I've got the awkward of all awkwardness. Awkward with a capital A.
JB, Bill and Rosie Walton has wandered into the studio.
Very welcome she is
afternoon.
Too. We're talking brag artist here. Hose, what are you bragging about, please?
On behalf of somebody else, year 12 student, so I think she'd be bragging about this when she goes back to school next week, Lillian B. Young. She just graduated as a surf lifesaver this summer in Iluka on the north coast of New South Wales, which is up near Yamba.
Brilliant. Yep.
It was New Year's Eve and she was standing with her workmate Carissa, saw an eastern grey kangaroo hopping over a rock platform and it fell into the ocean. Oh. It was really choppy, so she grabbed a board, paddled behind the kangaroo and guided it back into the beach.
Wow.
So I didn't think it was going to be my ever first rescue a kangaroo at my local, but it's pretty special and here's some of the audio.
Oh, yes, that is quality. All right, audio.
The lifeguard is going to rescue the kangaroo that dove in off the rocks.
The dove in?
Come on, Skip. Come on, champ.
Hopped.
Come on, champ. Hey, Skip.
Skip.
That's well done, Lillian.
Mate, that is fantastic because if you never dive in the water with kangaroos, Jim, they split you down the guts like nothing.
Do you know from experience?
Well, dogs. You know how dogs chase kangaroos? Guess where the kangaroos take them? Straight into a dam or a river and they just open them up, something shocked, because they're big paws. Mm. Never get in the water with kangaroos. Oh, you've learned something.
Beautiful lady didn't save the kangaroo.
No, she went around it on the boogie board.
Greg joins us from Baxter. Gregory?
Gregory!
G'day, guys. Jim Bob, last year I toughed it out every night and I listened to the fact for the whole hour every night. But yesterday, I got through the whole 2 hours.
Yes. Oh, Greg. Have a listen to Greg. How long you been working on that, Greg?
Just for the last probably 11 years, Bill.
All right, Maddie's there in Cheltenham, Hose.
Hello, Maddie.
Hey, how are we, guys?
What are you bragging about today?
I've got four things to brag about.
Oh, righto.
I'll go the quickest one there. The first one, just got the early quaddie at Flemington. Just to get the 3 grand, so that was nice.
So I missed
the third. How'd you get the third leg at $12? That's a good effort.
I'll put an outsider in there, Bill, and bang. Yeah. How good's that? Third one, I just got approved for a house loan. So there we go, double bang. Yeah. We've got a triple, just started a new house. Oh, sorry, just started a new job.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the last one is got the Miss O Fregos.
Oh.
And that, what the hell? Wow.
And that would have been the quickest one, so well done there.
Oh, there we go. Good end in a high, mate.
That's it.
Well done, Maddie.
Good stay effort. There, Maddie. Like that Sammy Fat down in Geelong.
Sammy Fat.
Hey.
Hey, Sammy. Oh, all the way from Cryo. How's Cryo?
Oh, yeah, we're still getting around our mockos, mate.
Good on you, Sammy. Now, what are you bragging about?
I'm bragging because I've taught myself to play the drum.
Oh. That is awesome.
You're so unbelievable.
I'm unbelievable. Yeah,
it is unbelievable.
Come down to the Cremorne and give it a bash.
Come on, Fat. Give Sammy a run.
Is it hard to play drum?
Yes.
It is.
A lot of coordination. I've only played it once or twice. It's very difficult. Did you use YouTube clips or how did you learn?
Yeah, just online, a bit of like Zoom meetings with the old Rellos. And I had no one to criticise me, so I think I've done all right.
Well done.
Good work, Sammy. Stay on the line. Jordan's in Pakenham. Jordo.
Linguini, how are we, mate?
Well done, Jordo. I like it.
Nicely. I'm just waiting on you a bit here. You've got about a second left to get your brag out.
I finally, after 8 years, mate, I dropped the knee and popped the question, so I'm pretty rough about that.
So
unbelievable.
To the lovely Steph.
That's it, mate. That's it. So, love you, babe. She listened.
Oh, that's good.
She said yes.
She said yes, yeah.
Thank you, Bill. I don't reckon Jordan would be on if she said no.
Dave's
in Yarra Junction.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
Good.
What are you bragging about?
He's just good.
Fair enough. I shouldn't have asked.
Now, last week, so captain at my local cricket club, and I've been keeping all year.
Yeah.
But the bowlers just weren't getting the job done, so it drinks at 2 for 100. I've whipped the gloves off, come out taking 5 for 18 to roll them up, and then gone and peeled off 55 not with the bat.
Not.
And then Fiddy not out.
What about they Fiddy all not say, out. Oh, not, because Kerry O'Keefe says not, so everyone says not. That's a good effort, Dave.
Well done, Dave.
Thanks.
Jim.
But pretty good effort. So I can't see the rest of the screen here.
We got Sean from Craigieburn.
Hello, Shawnee.
Hey, guys. How you going?
What are you bragging about,
please? How are you, Shawnee? You're up and about?
Yeah. Righto, mate. Reasonably happy.
That's it. Mm-hmm. What happened?
So when I was at uni, I used to work for Gatorade. We used to drive the buggy out on the ground. And we used to, work the boxing day test and whatnot. And we went out there and Dave Warner, we had the lollies and he said, oh, mate, where's the red frogs? We need the red frogs. And he was pretty flat about it. So next innings, we, in between that and the next innings, we went to 7-Eleven, got specifically the Red Frogs.
Yeah.
Went out there, gave him the Red Frogs. He went on to make 144, and I think won the test on the fourth day, I think.
That's good. Well, that's over and above.
Yes, exactly.
Red Frogs, Jim.
They are good.
That's brilliant.
Did someone too small now, though.
Pinch the buggy? Who pinched the buggy at the MCG? Someone did. They got in it and took off on it.
Oh, really?
Hodgie, I think.
What, Brad Hodge?
Someone.
Luke Hodge.
Oh, Luke Hodge. It sounds plausible. Cricket or footy? Which one are we doing here?
What about Brad Johnson got run over by the buggy? Remember that? Oh, still shitty on the last game.
I do remember that. All right, Hose, because you're in here. Yes. We're giving you first some of the best prizes, by the way, you'll ever see. Who did you like most out of all of those callers, please?
I think we have to go with him.
Shawnee.
All right. Shawnee.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Well, you've got a choice of some amazing prizes.
You and a mate can play a round of golf at St. Andrews Beach Golf Course and get a cart and a six-pack of beer or $200 Neverland store voucher or four tickets to the Australian Open.
I'll take the hit of golf, please.
Good, mate. You will love it down there. St. Andrews Beach, beautiful. And the brewery, the six-pack, superb.
I got
Jordan
one, Jim.
Doesn't get anything.
No.
So that's fair enough.
Maddie, what about Maddie? Early quaddy, house loan, new job, and pregnant.
Yep.
Good Maddie. Work, Maddie.
Which one, Matty?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
What do you want?
We'll get the $200 from,
Neverland.
Neverland.
Your home of Australian streetwear, neverlandstore.com.au.
And Jim. Like that. And Greg.
What about Jordan?
Greg's worked his way through one hour of you for the whole of 2021.
Put him back on, Greggy.
And then yesterday he got through 2 hours.
Greg, you there?
I'm here trying to understand you, Billy.
You're trying to understand me.
We're Greg. Sending you to the tennis, Greg.
Greg.
Well done. Thank you.
You and three mates are heading to the Australian Open. Yeah, don't forget you can get your tickets at ticketmaster.com.au.
I'm trying to understand me, Jim.
Yeah, I know. I like that. Now, speaking of the Australian Open, we're about to have a chat, you and me, Fat, out of the next news, because the crowd behaviour there is a disgrace.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they were booing or zooing.
Zooing?
Or what was Ronaldo do? What's he do? Jim? Here's a nice song anyway. Let's have a listen to...
You too?
You too? I will follow, I think it is.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And in Melbourne, we call it a slab, Jim.
Well, what's a slab of beer bought you, Bill?
So get the vernacular right.
How did he get that?
That's unbelievable. All right, so Nick Kyrgios is playing last night against Medvedev, centre court, obviously, at Rod Laver Arena.
Yes.
And, look, we got Roger Rashid coming on later, so we'll talk to him about what this whole... Zoo or whatever the hell it is. It sounds horrible when you're watching the tennis on television. And this is what Medvedev had to say after the match.
You sometimes show more emotions than we saw tonight. You were incredibly calm and focused. Was that part of your strategy coming out here, dealing with what Nick and the crowd can bring to a night like this?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only choice when you get booed between first and second serve. It's not easy. So you just had to stay calm and win the match.
I think they're saying Sue, which is a soccer thing, a football thing.
Sorry, I can't hear you. Guys, I can't hear him. Please show some respect for Jim Courier. He won here, guys. Thank you.
So, Bill, where has this behaviour come from? Why are we tolerating halfwits at the tennis? I ask you this because we throw them out at the cricket.
Straight.
If you put a foot out of place at the MCG, the security grab you and you're thrown out.
Out.
Footy?
Footy, same
now. During the winter, if you think you can carry on like a dick at the footy, you're thrown out. So why do we allow it at the tennis? I went, three years ago, I reckon, to the tennis and watched a game second week. A Gail Monfils, I reckon, was playing someone else. Yes. Anyway, about four or five rows behind me, this bloke was carrying on like a complete idiot. I think he had too much time in the Heineken tent, I reckon. And Bill.
Wasn't me.
He was a clown.
Yes.
Anyway, I reckon it took 45 minutes for security to throw this bloke out.
But I don't see security at the tennis. I haven't been for a while. There's security at the cricket and the footy. You see coppers and all that.
Well, why isn't there?
But is there security at the tennis?
Well, I don't know. Because when you come up the stairs to go out to the arena, they're there.
In the arena.
Yes, in the arena at the top of the stairs.
No, you know where they are. They're not allowed out till the set's finished, so they've got to stand there.
But, like, if you go to Wimbledon, which I must admit, a long time since I went, In fact, 2001, so 21 years.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. But unbelievable. You ever been to Wimbledon?
No.
Unbelievable place. No. Like, extraordinary. But
what's it called?
Ivy.
Wimbledon.
Wimbledon. Ivy growing on the stands. A beautiful place.
Anyway, ivy growing on the stands. No,
it is nuts.
Or peaches and cream or whatever.
Strawberries and cream. Yeah. Manicured to within an inch of its life. It's a beautiful place. But ivy. The security there, Fat.
Yes.
Are Green Berets, which are the British version of the SAS.
No.
Oh, Bill.
Are they?
You do one thing that even remotely threatens to be the wrong thing.
No, mate,
Bill,
Jim.
They what? Hurl you straight out the gate.
Claude Van Damme walking around, is he?
They've got the berets on their head. They've got the army uniform. Fat, I'm telling you. Claude anyone tries Van to be Damme. A smart ass,
yes.
Santa court of Wimbledon, they end up with the grip and they just hurl them out of the gate.
Who have we got?
Well, we got, I don't know who we've bloody got.
Greg from Baxter walking around.
Someone down an officer.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, Fat.
No, I don't know about security. You're right. And so there was obviously booing between Sirs,
yes,
which
was.
You cannot do.
No, well, no. You shouldn't allow that.
But having listened to Nick Kyrgios, he said it was good. He enjoyed the crowd.
Well, first night he said they've turned the joint into a zoo.
Well, no, well, after this game he said he enjoyed it. But also Medvedev, Jim, or whatever his name is,
yeah,
he Medvedev. Shouldn't say the low IQ of the crowd. He shouldn't say that.
Bill,
things like
what
that.
I'm saying is this is a professional sporting event. It's a major.
Yeah, it's a
so
big
we
major,
we
yes.
should be making
we
sure
be
that
better.
The behaviour of the crowd is better than it is at the moment.
You sure?
Yes, yes we're sure.
Sure. That's it. What's this one?
Oh, here we go.
Bit of rum and Hannah.
Oh, no. Don't let him anywhere near
under
music.
Under pressure.
Is it?
By?
Rum and Hannah.
It's Queen and David Bowie.
That's
seen
correct.
That movie David Bowie's in about the aliens?
I'm going to turn him off. It's all part of Flock of 80s. It's the Rush Hour here on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, Wallabies, fire up tiny little furry marsupials.
Now, Fat,
yeah.
Talking to Bo Ryan earlier on mm-hmm. in the show, yeah. He obviously just said, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Which is the catch cry for I don't want to be in it anymore.
I'm out.
I want to leave.
And they weren't even in the real jungle. That's what annoys me, Jim. We're in the Gold Coast.
Why? Three of those words were audible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Why didn't they go to, what did you call it before, Jayberg?
Jayberg. Because of COVID and things, Jim, they weren't allowed to go over there.
Right.
But we went over there. We're in the deep, dark jungle.
More.
Baboons. We did.
The baboons.
Baboons. Black Samba, the snake.
Mamba.
Yeah. We called him Black Samba, but he might have been Mamba.
Yeah.
And
Mamba even.
So when you go in, Jim, they tell you, they say, look, this is what it's going to be. But when you do get voted out, some of us a bit earlier than others, they ask you, all the contestants, what meal you want when you come out of the jungle.
That's it. Did you see how red the baboons are?
Oh,
Bill.
And the
it's bright red.
I'm telling you, you ask any of the girls on it, big hot red hot Rhonda and Charlotte, if those girls went down to the stream on their own, the big male would come out to
hello.
You. He'd be on the other side and he'd do
having a look.
No, and he'd be watching them. And the girls would yell out and scream, and I'd come down.
Oh, yeah, I'd come down.
No, or me or yeah, someone, Miguel.
Yeah.
Or,
oh, I'd come down.
Or Daisy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, mate, they take off. But let me tell you, they're onto it, those male baboons. They have dirty red ass.
Mate, Bill, as yes. red as you've seen an ass. Now, Bill.
What about at the zoo when Grandma takes you along and the kids, and there's the big red. Then they throw poo at Grandma.
I haven't listened to that.
Anyway, they seriously. Ask you what meal you want what? When you get voted out.
And you had a steak sandwich?
Oh, no, steak and chips.
Steak
that's
and
all
chips.
I wanted, Jim. And it was and the little things like salt and barbecue sauce and things like that. Because you don't get sugar and all those little things while you're in the jungle.
Right. So you had it, but you didn't know how long it had been there when you walked out.
No.
That was Bo.
It was Bo. Yeah.
So what happened to your lot?
No, they just cooked it up for you.
Oh, I cooked it up when you were there.
Because by the time you get voted out and you do your TV commitments and then you got to get it driven back to where the food is, it's a good hour.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Right. So, Bill, I'm in the car the other day.
Yes.
You don't look like this eating junk food.
Look like what?
Like, you know, properly put together. So, Bill.
He's a flog.
I haven't eaten junk food for a very, very long time.
Well, you're allowed to, Jim.
I know. I'm not saying it's illegal. I'm just saying I don't do it myself.
All right.
But, Bill, if I do,
ooh.
And it's normally after I've had a few, not before,
yes.
feeling a little dusty.
What's your go-to, Jim?
Bacon double cheeseburger deluxe from Hungry Jack's. Hungry and Jack's. A full strength Coke.
Yeah, I'm with you with the full strength Coke.
Right. So I'm Hungry driving Jack's. Past Hungry Jack's the other day.
Yes.
And I've got the kids in the car. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about it for some reason. And I went, I don't eat it very often, but when I do, a bacon double cheeseburger deluxe is. And they just looked at me and go, Dad,
what?
Don't even exist anymore.
No.
They don't even make that.
Ooh.
What is it? I beg your pardon?
Yeah.
That was their best burger.
Exactly. Why would they get rid of that?
Apparently, they don't make a bacon double cheeseburger deluxe anymore.
Wow.
That is shattering.
That is. Why?
So, yeah, as you squeezed it, the juice should stay.
I know exactly what you're
and
saying.
And Bill, within half an hour of feeling like you don't reckon you'll get to the end of the day.
Yeah, bang.
That and the Coke.
The Coke.
Bang. Back.
Back.
You're back.
Back on it.
So I'm going to have to find another one.
Mm.
A cure.
Yeah, a cure. I tell you what cured me on Sunday when I was at the Burley Pavilion.
Yes.
We were just sitting around having a Corona. We were a bit hungover like you were.
Yes.
And someone bought Fireball. You've had the Fireball?
What are they?
Oh, the little, I don't know, what's in them? What's in them? Raps, Fireball.
Cinnamon whiskey.
Yes, spice whiskey. Next minute, old John Travolta on the dance floor. Wow-wee, was I on fire? Somebody stop me.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim, where have all these fishes come from?
To add a bit of class, Rosie Walton's back in the studio.
I'm not sure about that.
Yes.
You know, we were talking brag artists before, and that a lovely lady from Corio rang and said that she has...
Sammy.
Yeah,
Sammy,
learned to play the drums.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
We had John Farris in, remember? Oh, 3 or 4 years ago, in excess drummer.
Yeah, in excess drummer.
Look at Fat looking at him, like I was talking Egyptian.
I thought you'd... My mate growing up was John Farris in Drillery. But
John Farris.
Not him.
Yeah, it wasn't him.
Right.
It was John Farris.
And we're born on exactly the same day, me and John Farris.
Great story.
With John Farris, though.
No.
The drummer for In Excess.
Yes.
I only say that because how good a drummer was he?
Yes.
I'm sure he still is, but they're not around
anymore. Who's the best drummer in the world? Rosemary?
Question without notice.
Mandy Bushell?
Yeah.
Look her up.
Mandy Bushell.
What's the the Pearl Jam drummer, Matt?
Matt.
Matty O.
Matty O.
Actually,
yes,
he's a brilliant drummer too.
Travis Barker? Travis Barker's not a bad drummer.
Yes, not a bad drummer. Dave Grohl can hit skins.
Yes, nice. All right, now, time for feedback, Hose.
Also, for your hangovers, popcorn chicken from KFC dipped into potato and gravy.
Oh, yes. Wow. Potato and gravy. Magnificent.
There you go. Someone was trying to tell us that they do make a bacon double cheeseburger deluxe. It's not. It's called an Angus something. It's changed.
That was Ray from Rye.
That's near Greg from Baxter.
Now, feedback,
A recent feedback on Triple M Rush Hour Twitter from Ash Harvey. Bill's attempt to forward announce songs is hilarious. Let him keep doing it. Hashtag flog of 80s.
Oh, that's good.
Well done, Ash.
Well done.
Yesterday, Bill's joke went a little bit like this.
Oh. All right.
This girl I know, Jim, went to the gym instructor, Jim. And she said... Can you teach me how to do the splits? The gym instructor, Jim.
Anyway, so that went up on Insta, of course. Some of the feedback. Shannon, can only get better from here.
No, can't.
Lofty Max, flexible, already building an idiot file. Well done, because you said flexible.
Flexible.
I have trouble sometimes.
Yes. Tub WA, can I like this twice? He wanted to on Instagram. Doddy, it's going to be a long year, they reckon.
Well,
especially when you hear today.
Yeah, so this is the thing. You've rehashed a joke yesterday.
Yeah.
And I get the strong feeling that might happen again.
Well, it happened yesterday. Jude Ryan said he's had 3 months to repeat one from last year. Disgraceful.
Hose. So, that's not the first time he's repeated that one.
No.
So I reckon that was its third go around.
As I said, Jim, just stand by. 5:50.
There's some keen eyes on this studio because we record everything, and they've noticed Dan Harding, 85, that it still says 6 to 7 on the tellies behind us.
Well, that's Ethan.
Come on, Ethan.
Come on, Ethan.
What else has he got to do?
He's got carried away with the stats, Anaconda style.
It's gone to his head.
We should get him on one day.
To do what?
Well, something to say, I'm Ethan, I do the stats.
We are live.
Yeah.
I just have a special shout out on the feedback line for Damey Yum.
Damey Yum.
Why does Rosie look like Damo in girl form? I wear glasses. Yeah. I study journalism. That's about it. I like cooking. But, you know,
let me have a look at you. Yeah, there's a bit of Damo.
Oh, no chance.
I love Damo, but Damey Yum.
Well, I've got one here from Queenie.
Oh, Queenie.
Oh, where's Carmen?
She didn't hear that. She hear that joke?
Oh, no.
You know I went to her 100th birthday party last
Queenie's?
Year.
Queenie's?
Yeah. You did?
Yes.
100.
You did
I went to
not.
Queenie's 100th birthday party last year.
But not the Queenie.
Yes.
But well, from Carmen and Queenie.
Yes, and she said to me, you're one of those Toby people.
How did you know it's the same Queenie?
I don't know, because I'm friends with her daughter.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Queenie.
Not the funniest smelling thing?
No.
Maybe your nose.
People anyway. Like Carmen and Queenie. That is so funny. Mm-hmm. You went to Queenie's 100th birthday.
Yes.
The famous Queenie Bruce and Phil. Hi, yep. Bruce. Hi, Phil.
Hey. Never call us again. Never in your life even think about
us.
Phil was
there.
All right, we've dumped you, Toby, but there are people like Carmen and Queenie online and could hear that in their ear and are offended.
Offended. I love that. All right. So this actually wasn't Queenie. Her name was Carly. I just threw Queenie in there because I love it. Yeah, now I found out Hose went to her birthday. That's the best thing ever. I've got a suggestion for the rush hour, says Carly.
Oh, well, this will be good. Yes, Carly.
I want to hear more from the fat one and less from the skinny, good-looking one.
So, Rabs, you got to say more. More from you, Rabs.
No, I'll cop that.
Hadn't had his best day today, Rabs.
No, I haven't.
Just a couple of around the wrong way.
Got better, though. Well done. Enjoy a beer.
Steadied the ship a little bit.
We'll go on towards that iceberg.
But you've been great. Well done, Bill.
No, I haven't been great either, by the way.
We've had 4 hours on here and we'll have a little break.
Speaking of steadying the ship, one of Jim's old schoolmates, Roger Rashid, is going to join us next because there's plenty going on in the Oz Open. It's the Rush Hour, JB and Bill, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know what it's like?
Yes.
Neglect, lack of intimacy, lack of close touchness.
Four Aussies remain in the singles draw at the Oz Open, including a couple of giant killers. And to talk us through all the action at Melbourne Park, Roger Rashid joins us.
So, we've established Billy's tennis credentials.
Alex Diminor, he's up against Sack and Crack.
That's his name, Jim.
Now let's talk to someone who actually knows a thing or two about the sport.
Probably not a bad idea.
Please welcome a man who coached Leighton Hewitt to the 2005 Australian Open Men's Final. Tennis player, coach and commentator, Roger Rashid.
Rog, can you believe that Bill called Diminor's opponent Sack and Crack?
Well, I can, because I don't feel like it's the first thing Billy's done that's a little bit left of centre. I would have been disappointed if nothing came out, to be honest. Yeah. It was just straight down the line. So, Bill, that was perfect.
Oh, he's going all right, by the way, Alex, before we talk of the others. But, geez, I like the way he goes about it, Rog. He's just playing nice tennis.
Yeah, he's one of those. He's got his build like it is, so it's very much like Leighton was. So when you get on the court, your assets are can I compete and can I stay in the moment every single point and just give my best energy. And he does a great job of that. His number one thing this year, he said, is trying to be as positive as possible on the court. He said to the crowd that in his last match, look, if you hear me being negative, have a crack at me. So he's one of the beauties, because you just know what you're going to get on the day, and if he wins or loses, you know he's put out the best product.
Yeah. So Nick Kyrgios, I find fascinating along these same lines. I'm watching last night, as you know, Rog, my better half is no one's more addicted to tennis than Lise. Mm-hmm. So it's on for the whole time.
I'm actually still waiting for the
to meet her.
For the sessions, the coaching sessions.
Yeah, she wants to learn how to play.
You obviously didn't like. She obviously didn't like my her hour rate, did you?
No. You told me that
nothing.
Darren Carl's coaching it.
No. If it's Roger or Darren, they won't get paid
Darren,
a cent.
Jim.
Won't get paid a cent. No, it's Killer's even busier than you. But we're watching last night, and I'm watching Nick Kyrgios, and halfway through, I think it was the second set. When he stops competing, Rog, that's what annoys us. And then the third set and the fourth set, he started competing again, and you go, well, there we are. That's all he needs to do to win Australia over forever.
Look, it's interesting, isn't it? Because everyone watched. So there's the needle mover, isn't
yep.
it? So he's definitely entertainment. There's no doubt about that. And because he's got so many weapons. I just think, you know, Nick, because you have so many weapons, it's a bit distorted in the sense that you win a lot of free points. So he can sort of walk around. He plays the game and then he can and he have his moments where he needs to have a little breather. Then he goes again and... look, he is what he is. And I think, to be honest, I would love if it was just put out there that, hey, this is me. And you yeah. know what, boys? The reality is, just because you're a professional tennis player, you know, you've become good and all of a sudden the next level's professionalism. These are the tournaments. It doesn't actually mean that you need to offer X as a product. It just means that this is where I'm able to play and this is how I'm individually going to do go about it, and I guess you just got to live with that now, and that's what he gives.
Spot on. But I like him because he's got a bit of personality. The others are boring. A lot of them are boring. Even Medvedev, Fedik, just hit him.
No,
back.
You don't like him, Bill?
Well, he can play. Unbelievably good. He's a boring bastard. But I do like Kyrgios. Now, a couple of questions on him.
Yes.
One, is he coachable? Two, would he be a better player if he did have a good coach? And three, the underarm serve, is that in the spirit of the game or not? How do tennis players look at that?
Oh, it's pretty. Did you see the one through the legs? The underarm he did through the legs?
Yes, no.
I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, let's face it. Is it in the spirit of the game where you're allowed to? Michael Chang did one to Yvonne Lendl at the French Open.
Right.
And Lendl belted him in the locker room afterwards and pinned him up against the wall.
Hey, did he?
No, he didn't, but I made it up.
He
probably did want to do that.
Yeah.
But look, if you do it once or twice, it doesn't really matter. I remember when I was coaching Leighton, we were going to play Rafa at the French, and I said, oh, he stands so far back, why don't you slide a little underarm serve in?
Yeah.
And, he didn't end up doing that, but we did talk about potentially doing that. So I don't mind that. Is he better with a coach?
Mm.
Look, the reality is, he probably would be in the sense that it would probably look after a few of the detailed stuff that takes the energy away from an athlete.
Yep.
But also he likes this, the ability to have to be in control of his destiny and play it the way he wants to play it. As I said, he's definitely, that's the way that it suits him and he's more relaxed in that sort of space. And I guess if you are, you are, and that's it. No one can begrudge him for that. No. I just don't think the expectations of the public should be that he's going to win why isn't he winning a major? Why isn't he in the top 10 of the players in the world? Because he's not putting it out there that he's desperately interested in that. He just likes competing and having some fun and entertaining. And that's him.
We would like him to just sneak past the second round. Now, Rog, hang on, please, because I want to ask you what's going on with the crowd at the Australian Open. We'll do that next.
It's the Rush Hour, JB and Bill on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The colours, Jim. Right. The magenta, the rose, talkies. And teal.
Talkies
and teal.
Hang on a second, hang on.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, an Australian tennis expert. Roger Rashid joins
doing
us.
Doing a great job with the world feed of all the commentary going everywhere.
I love listening. And he played good footballer, Jim.
Played for Sturt.
Seven games at Sturt.
He was at Pembroke with me. He was a year younger than me at Pembroke and disappointed when I turned up because all the attention went elsewhere.
No, it did. And that's why I left. I left at the end of year 10. I couldn't handle JB there. I just couldn't handle it. So I got
course.
Out.
Did you get invited back to the Sturt reunions?
I've now got my daughter who's just turned 15 and she's in the women's SANFLW women's league at the moment and she may make her debut in a couple of weeks for the girls there, so I'm excited about watching her.
Before he finished at Pembroke, he and Todd Viney used to play because Todd was on the tour briefly.
Who was a better player?
Ooh,
me.
I think it was Rog. I think you had him coming. You're younger though.
So he was soft, Todd.
He had three
soft.
Or 4 years on you, senior wise. Yeah. Anyway, they used to hit up on the courts and did that get some attention?
Oh, where's Jimmy boy?
I had to strut past and see if I could swing some eyeballs. They weren't moving.
We went out with the sisters at one point. It was really interesting having. Yeah.
We did. Now, tell us about the booing or suing. Or whatever the hell's going on. Because Medvedev last night, quite rightly at the end of the game, cracked it.
Well, and Jim Courier brought it up.
He did.
And I've never heard of it. Well, have a listen here, yeah. That's Ronaldo, by the way.
What?
That's, we'll play it again. We probably should have set this up better, Jim. That's this is Ronaldo saying, Sue.
Sue! Although that sounds like two.
Well, that's
sounds
it.
Sounds like poo.
So Rog.
So does Jim.
As a player on the court, I don't blame old mate Medvedev because he's like, well, I'm just out here doing my best, and he's copping that crap.
Boring.
And I agree in the sense that I'm not sure why we're doing it here in Australia. No. What's this all about? I don't know what's going on with with everyone who's been let out now and they come to the tennis, but it has had a different it's had a different vibe, the crowd. There's no doubt about that. It's like they're releasing something. And I just think if you're doing it in between, as Medvedev said, doing it in between second serves, I don't buy that. I reckon that's poor. And I love the fact that Medvedev, he wanted to have a crack, and he's done it at the US Open a few years ago where he had a crack at the crowd as well and gave it to him. And then he had to, you know, but he actually used that energy, and he turned it around the following year, winning the US Open last year. I find it quite staggering that we're actually using it.
I don't like the whole booing thing, full stop. I don't understand it. For me, it borders on imbecilic. But
Port Adelaide,
when there's an interview, so when old mate's out there, Jim Courier, trying to interview the winner of a game, why would you be suing during an interview? What's the point of that?
I honestly couldn't work out what was going on. I think it was booing, to be honest.
Well, that's what it is.
Sorry?
There were a few boos. Yeah. There were definitely a few boos going on, which I thought was pretty distasteful from a crowd where normally we have such great respect about sport in general and the champions that are out there. So it was a little bit of a tinge, but it added a bit of entertainment.
Yeah.
Good, couple of good sound bites, you know.
Yeah, well, if we got it right, it would have been good. Kyrgios is playing this afternoon with his good mate, Cock.
Oh, right. Okay, he's back in.
Cock and Arcus, who's playing some good tennis, Jim. They're playing Nicola and his mate.
Who?
Well, Nicola. The doubles they're playing is Nicola Mektic and mate Pavic.
Oh, seriously.
Oh, this is terrible.
Hey, Roger.
I don't even know. That was awful.
Straighten up. Ash Barty, what a star. We got Kyrgios on one end of the scale, and you got Ash Barty on the other. What a star.
She is. I think Jim and Billy, and you guys love your sport. I think she's probably the most relaxed world number one I've ever seen.
Mm.
Just goes about her stuff. She's engaging. She's just she just turns up, plays a bit of tennis, happy to speak to every part of the media, and just enjoying life. And obviously the number near her name hasn't actually caused a lot of tension and anxiety around it, where we have seen with a lot of players are very much comfortable in her shoes at the moment. And you got to love what she's doing especially for young Australians who are out there, young girls who are looking for role models in a really tough climate. She's a beauty.
I love it. Class is what she has, Bill.
Class, which you haven't.
That's exactly what the other bloke could do with it. That's my view, Bill.
Can we get a job, Roger, on the World Tennis Feed?
I could for sure. It'd be great. But especially pronunciation of names because... Yeah. I mean, you'd be talking about, I don't know how you do most of the draw, to be perfectly honest, when I look through it.
What about who Raf's playing tonight?
Who is he playing?
He's in the wrong side of the draw.
How do you say that?
Karen.
Yeah, what's his, but the surname, what is it?
It's Russian. It's Kanonovich. But it's Karen Kanonovich.
Oh, no. On that disgracefully inappropriate note, we need to thank Roger Rashid. Hopefully we'll chat to you again before the end of the tournament, mate, but always a pleasure.
See you, boys. Have fun.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Coming up next, you've got a very poor joke to send us into the weekend.
Of course I have.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Been good to be back.
It has. Two days.
2 days. Weekend coming up.
2 days and a weekend. Actually, we should do this every week.
I agree.
Yeah, just Thursday, Friday.
Remember what we used to do? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Remember?
Oh, and Mondays.
Mondays and Fridays off. What happened to that fat?
Well, we got too popular.
He thought he was about to say a swear word.
Yeah. I didn't know what to say. Yeah. I'm just reading this joke while I'm going along, Jim. So I'm a bit off there.
Something humorous to finish and a bit blue.
A bit
on
blue.
A Friday.
A bit blue. Right, and just go with me.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
That's been nice working back with you, Raps.
Yeah.
And you, Jim, of course. An 85-year-old man, Jim, goes to see his doctor for the regular checkup. The doctor says the man needs to provide a sperm sample, Jim. You with me?
Yes.
And gives him a jar saying, come back tomorrow with your sperm sample. Okay? So next day, the old man comes back to the doctor's and gives him the jar, which is still empty as when the doctor gave it to him the day before, Jim. What? You know where this is going, don't you?
Yes, I do. On the back of the fact that I reckon you've told it twice, but anyway, keep going.
So the doctor says to him, what happened here? Why is there no sperm sample in the jar? The old man says, oh, doc, you wouldn't believe it. It's like this. First, I tried with my right hand. No good. I tried with my left hand. No good. Jim. Then I asked the wife to help me out. So she tried with her right hand, Jim, and then tried with her left hand, Jim, and still nothing. So then he just asked her mother to just come in and help out.
He's 85.
Well, she's old. She's 120, Jim. And she's old's
mum.
Old and frail, Jim. Oh, no. So she tried with her right hand and her left hand and still nothing, Jim. Mm. Oh, so you wouldn't believe it. So anyway, he said, look, doc, it's like this, mate. I even asked a neighbour, to be honest, on the way out. Anyway, she tried with her right hand, tried with her left hand, nothing. So you wouldn't believe it, Jim, I'm trying to find the end of this joke. And you know what happened, Doc? I still couldn't get the bloody lid off that jar.
Oh, no. God, Jesus. So, Raps,
the joke ran out, Jim.
That's, I think, comfortably the third time he's told that joke.
Yeah.
And it was shit the first time he told it. And you couldn't even get it out.
Well,
you've told it three times before.
It runs out. The old man replies, the neighbour, and then it just stops. So I had to ad lib.
Ad lib. People in cars, seriously, they're just driving along and they're no, that's enough of this. I've given this bloke the last chance he's getting.
And Hosmer's on next. They've all turned off.
Yeah, she can't, bloody. Look at her.
Sorry about that. I'll get that. Probably won't. You are the king of the divan. Come on, Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50k cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.